We have a God enthroned above, who does our actions mind, and sends us tokens of his love we by experience find. Whoever does the poor relief, they lend unto the Lord, from whom no doubt they shall receive a blessing for reward. Our man shall want a recompense for acts of charity. Our blessed Lord, without offense, works miracles we see. In order to increase the store of those whom he will bless, such who relieved and fed the poor in times of sad distress. A wealthy yeoman lives in Kent, and when bread corn was dear, unto the poor relief he sent their drooping hearts to cheer. Nay, he was often heard to say, I'll give one part in five of my increase, so that I may but keep the poor alive. If all rich farmers far and near had such a conscience bore, then corn had never been so dear for to have starved the poor. Still, as he heard how others raised, his very heart did bleed. He often said, "The Lord be praised, I'm sure there's no such need." So merciful a man was he, such conscience did he make, that when the poor in want he see, he did compassion take. All grand oppressions he refrained, as witness well I can. And as a blessed reward he gained the love of God and man. For by a miracle alone his land this summer bore, the like before was never known in any. And so you'll say when you shall hear what I in brief unfold. Thousands came flocking far and near this wonder to behold. 16 acres of fallow land where turnips barely grew, there stately corn we understand, both wheat and barley too. It does the best of barley yield, wheat rye thick, tall and straight. They neither plowed nor sowed this field, yet the increase is great. on many of the stalks appears to all spectators' view. Some 20, 30, 40 years, a wonder strange and true. A vast increase we understand, sent by the Lord above, to grow upon this farmer's land as pledges of his love. The honest man that owns the ground where all this corn does grow, he does in charity abound, the same he will bestow on those that round about him dwell, who has young children small. For he, God's blessings, will not sell, the poor shall have it all. Both wheat and rye and barley too, he'll part with to the poor. For he accounts it is their due if there was 10 times more. According as they stand in need, he will divide the grain. Since God was pleased to sow the seed, the poor shall reap the gain. A man of greater charity scarce ever yet was born. Some thousands daily flock to see his stately field of corn, all thankful hearts praising the Lord, which does this wonder see. The which was lent as a reward of Christian charity.